These kinds of people have loads of friends. You were very lucky that he didn't call them to come.
Why would he call them, huh?
Oh, come on. Do you act like a hero everywhere you go? You'll end up getting killed this way, you know.
I wasn't acting like a hero. What else could I have done?
You should have snuck out of there and then gone and called the police.
But they'd arrest Uncle Hamid if we did that.
That might be the best way that you can help your uncle.
I mean, should I hand my uncle over to the police so they can throw him in jail?
Well, to tell you the truth, he doesn't plan on quitting, so going to jail would be the best thing for him.
No, it won't. He'd just resent me that way. He'd hate me. And once he gets out of jail, he'd just start all over again. A drug addict won't be able to quit unless he really wants to.
I want to go see Aunt Sue today.
What for?
I might be able to convince her to come and see your parents. She won't be alone anymore that way.
Don't tell her anything about Uncle Hamid.
Don't worry, I won't. Go have some lunch after you finish your prayers.
Okay.
I'm off.
See you.
Adib, why are you treating me like a stranger? I told you, I don't have any money. I haven't even got a million in my account. What's the point of giving you a check? All our merchandise is with you. If we don't end up paying you, you can prevent us from taking them from your storeroom. I already told you that we're broke. Things might change in a couple of weeks, though. All right. Okay, don't worry. Goodbye. That idiot keeps calling me every 2 or 3 days. He gets on my nerves. What happened with Faramand? Didn't he agree to let you keep the goods in his workshop for a while? I want to get Adib off my back.
No, he didn't.
Did you end up threatening him?
Yes, I did, but he won't listen. He's like a donkey that refuses to go headfirst into the stable. You've got to drag him in using his tail. I've filed a complaint against him. I'll take it to court tomorrow.
On your own?
Yes, who else?
You won't know what to do. Let a lawyer take care of it. They know the ins and outs of these things. Plus, you'll save yourself the time and hassle.
Give me a break. How am I going to pay for a lawyer, huh?
Go and see a lawyer. Tell them you'll pay them once the verdict is given in your favor so you can get money from Faramand.
Forget it. Lawyers charge a lot of money.
You're not going to pay the lawyer. Faramand will. I know. Go see Majid Solomon. He's your friend, isn't he? Tell him you'll pay him once the job is finished.
Give me a break. Suleiman is a goody two-shoes. You really think he's going to get involved in this?
Involved in what? No one asked you to tell him you set Faramand up. Okay, I know what to say. You go and see him and tell him that Faramand played a trick on you by reselling the property that had already sold to you.
He will know I'm lying, Jalal. The guy's a lawyer, you know.
You're such an idiot. If he realizes it, the judge will as well. It's actually a good test. Go see Solomon. If you manage to trick Solomon, then it'll mean you've won the fight. But if you fail to convince him, then you can be sure that you won't get anywhere in court either. You haven't learned your lesson. From the 200 million, you want to get blackmailed from someone else?
I wasn't thinking about her. I'm thinking about Majid Suleiman.
Then look this way. Suleiman's office is this way. Hey, by the way, how's the person you blackmailed, huh?
Hey.
I just changed her.
Thank you very much. Please don't do these kind of things. It makes me feel embarrassed.
I love doing it, sweetheart. I love it. I love this little munchkin. I love my little Tuba.
Thank you very much. I'm going to go feed her.
All right, darling, go.
Excuse me.
Go on, dear. What a darling. What an angel.
Hey, Mehdi. You'll need to restart the business soon, otherwise you might lose your customers.
All right, Grandad, sure thing.
Are you sure you found a place?
Yes, Grandad, no need for you to worry. A friend of Dad's found a place for us. We're going to go and see it today. Why don't you come with us?
You guys go ahead. I'd just get in your way.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, I'm serious. You'll be the ones who'll be working there. What's the point of me coming?
Well, the whole point is for you to come, Grandad.
Hey, Mehdi, could you please call your father and tell him to come visit us? I miss him so much.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Please call him.
No worries, I'm calling.
Your tea's getting cold, my son. Go ahead and drink it, please.
Excuse me.
No worries.
What is it, Mehdi?
Hi, Dad.
Hello, son.
Where are you?
I'm with Mr. Azizi. He says hi. Why do you ask?
No reason. I just wanted to ask whether you could drop by Grandad's house so we can go and see the property that Mr. Fahudi referred to us.
When do you plan on going, then?
If you can make it, then we can go today. Right now.
Right now? I can't come today, son. I promised your mom I'd take her shopping. Leave it for tomorrow.
Okay. Hey, Dad.
Don't you plan on coming here?
Grandma really misses you, you know.
Say hi to your grandmother for me. Tell her I'll come visit once I'm finished here.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye, son.
God bless Mehdi. He's a good kid.
Thank you.
So it's 66, including these, right, Mohsen?
Whatever you say.
The market's improving, yeah?
How come?
People are sick of the shoes that are imported here. The cheap ones are useless and not everyone can afford the expensive ones.
What a pity. They realize it now that most of the factories have shut down.
Hopefully they'll be up and running again soon, and so will your workshop. What are you so worried about, Mohsen? There's nothing to worry about.
How can I not worry? Ali Ezati called me yesterday.
And?
He's still unemployed, and his wife will be giving birth soon.
Did he call you for a job?
Yes, he did. I don't know who told him that we're starting up the workshop again. He kept begging me for a job, you know.
Oh, dear God. May God help us.
Thankfully, his medical insurance hasn't expired yet. Otherwise, I don't know how he'd be able to pay for the hospital costs.
Mohsen, if people knew the damages they're causing to domestic production by buying foreign goods, they would stop doing it. They'd stop doing it.
There was a program on television the other day that showed that people in Brazil never ever buy any foreign goods.
That's why they've prospered, don't you agree?
Of course. They're doing the right thing. We can fix the problem by not buying foreign merchandise. If people knew that by doing that, the youth would have jobs and the government wouldn't suffer a budget deficit. They'd buy local goods.
It's the only way. How many workers did you have before your workshop closed down?
I had 6 workers before the market started plummeting.
Okay.
But we only had Ali Izzati and Ahmad left just before we closed
down. Add those 6 to the other workers and you'll see how many young people have lost their jobs. Tell Ali to come here. I'll tell him to go and see Mr. Rahi. He's looking for someone.
You'd be doing him a great favor if you could do that. I'll tell Mehdi to call him.
All right, Mohsen. Let me give you what I owe you. Shall I do that?
Oh, don't worry about it. I'll get it from you later.
You know what I'm like. I keep worrying about my debts until I pay them off. I don't want it to weigh me down. And besides, I might turn into someone like that jerk Hu Sheng. I might take the money and run off with it. Would you prefer me to do that?
Don't say that. You're not like that at all.
Thank you.
Don't say that.
Here you go.
Leave it for later.
No, please. I insist. Let me just write you a receipt as well.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello, thank you.
This envelope is for Mr. Rui. Please sign here.
certainly.
Sign here.
Here
Thank you
go.
Very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Come in. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Don't mind me. Take a seat. Whenever I have pain in my legs, I walk around a bit and it feels better. I'm sick of sitting in a chair all day.
Do you have pain in your legs?
It comes on when my sciatica flares up.
This envelope is for you, Mr. Rui.
Take a seat.
Okay. It was already open.
That's fine. Oh, wow. It's been a long time since I got an invite like this.
It's an invitation to an art gallery, right? I love art.
Me too. Our mutual love for art was what brought me and my wife together. In fact, my wife and I met in this same gallery.
Really?
Mm-hmm. My wife was an art student and I was studying architecture. They asked me to be the interior designer.
So you must have spent a lot of time going to these kinds of places after your marriage.
Yes, we went there a lot in the beginning. But I started to get really busy after a while, so my wife and Benjamin would go together.
It seems like your wife likes boys too.
How come?
Well, all mums are like that. Even though girls are more useful for them, they still pay more attention to their sons. My mum's no different. She loves her sons way more than me. I think she wanted me to be a boy too. And out of my two brothers, she loves Mehdi the most.
Is Mehdi the one who came here to see you?
Yes.
Mehdi seems like a very good person.
Yes, he's lovely and I love him a lot. But my mum nags at everyone except Mehdi, even though he's the main reason we sold our house and the workshop.
Why were you forced to sell your house and workshop?
Because Mehdi made a deal with someone he didn't know, and the guy took off with 800 million tomans of Dad's money.
How do you mean?
Mehdi wanted to open up a shop with somebody else, because the people he worked with, the shoemakers he gave shoes to, wouldn't pay him on time. There are still an awful lot of them who owe money to my dad.
Is your family in the shoemaking business?
Yes, our workshop's very old. My dad was in this business ever since my grandfather started it.
Okay.
Well, anyway, Mehdi wanted to open up a store with his partner so he could directly sell the shoes that they made in the workshop. But, well, unfortunately, his partner took off with the money and fled.
Didn't he have a check or a contract?
There was no contract, but he had a check. But, well, the check was useless, and when they can't find the guy, they can't get the money from him. We heard that he had fled to Turkey and someone had robbed him there. So he can't do anything now. He can't come back here, and he can't stay over there either. Even if he does come back and they arrest him, it won't be any good to us because he hasn't got money to give us. So anyways, I think it was all Mehdi's fault. He wasn't careful enough, but my mum won't say anything to him. She just keeps on pretending as if nothing happened at all.
Listen, Miss Faramund. Families need to support and be there for each other at all times, and in any kind of situation there is.
Yes, I know.
Your mother is actually doing the right thing by pretending that nothing's happened. Mehdi shouldn't be left to feel as though he's responsible for your family's problems. That's really hard for a man to deal with, you know.
But my mum's taking things too far. Like she told Mehdi and Paras too. Paras too's Mehdi's wife. She told them to come and live with us in the apartment my dad had rented. She told Miran and I that we had to sleep in the living room just so Paras too and Mehdi could have a bedroom to themselves.
Doesn't Mehdi live in his own home?
He used to, but he lost it after his partner took our money. I mean, Dad and Mehdi took out a loan using the deeds of the two houses we had so they could pay off the debts, but they weren't able to do it. The circumstances didn't allow them to pay off the bank loans, so they got a warning notice from the bank and ended up selling both homes so they could pay off the loans. But I'm absolutely not upset with my dad, though.
Because even though he won't say anything to Mehdi, he's always been there for Mehran and I.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Well, Mehdi's my oldest brother, and Mehran is my other brother. I haven't got any sisters.
So you're the only girl, just like Yasaman.
That's right. You know, it's not just me, though. My mum doesn't treat Mehran nicely either. She treats him the same way she treats me.
So it's not a gender issue. It's pretty obvious your mother is a wise woman. She understands the situation Mehdi's in. Your mother is doing the best thing that anyone is able to do when their family is caught up in this kind of situation, in my opinion.
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, I don't wish to completely negate the way you're feeling, but some children are just so kind and loving that it means their parents have feelings of greater indebtedness towards them. This leads them to unintentionally change their behaviour towards these kinds of children, which in turn leads to feelings of misunderstanding and jealousy among the other children.
You're probably thinking that I'm really jealous right now.
Not at all. I make a point of never judging people like that.
I swear to God, I love Mehdi a lot. Mehdi's my brother. But sometimes my mum does some things that make me really angry.
I'm quite sure that's exactly the way it is. That day when I first saw your brother, I could see your eyes sparkling with pride. Miss Faramund, you shouldn't be afraid of talking about your feelings openly with someone. I can totally understand your concerns, and I'm really glad that we had this talk. Hopefully you'll be able to understand your mother better from now on and know where she's coming from, instead of letting your emotions get the better of you.
We're all upset about the situation we're caught up in. But my mum only cares about Mehdi.
I've only seen your brother once, but I realised from that one meeting that he's a very nice guy. He still cares about his own family, although he's married himself. I admire him for that. I really admire him.
Yes, I know. Trust me, sir, I wish I had enough money to give them so we could all get out of this terrible mess we're in.
Money's not that important. You know that financial problems disappear sooner or later. Relationships are important, but unfortunately when we're young, we tend to misunderstand life a little bit. Hopefully you'll understand what I'm saying when you get married.
Yes, I understand everything you're saying. I'm really glad we had this discussion. The things you've said have helped me calm down.
It's no problem at all. Very well. Let's see how many invitations we've got here. These are for you, your brother, and his wife.
Thank you very much.
And these will be for me, Yasaman, and Mr. Fakir. And I'll give these two to Miss Yasseri and her fiancé, because she was the one who introduced me to you.
Sure.
By the way, how is Miss Yasseri?
I haven't heard from her much lately.
How come? Try to always remember this. A good friend can sometimes be better than a person's family.
I know. But Mr. Rui, Miss Yasseri's fiancé doesn't want Samane to hang around with me. I can't do anything about it.
What can I say?
Thank you for the invitation letters.
You're welcome.
May I be excused?
Of course.
Goodness. Hello?
Hello, ma'am.
Hi, how can I help?
Don't you know who it is? It's Mr. Sufi here.
I know, Mr. Sufi. How can I help you?
Weren't you going to call me and ask me about your pink slip?
I was waiting for you to call me this morning.
Oh, don't be so harsh, Miss Bazogmir. I swear to God I've been running around trying to prepare all the documents for your car. I just need you to come over here so we can go to the registry office and transfer the ownership over to you.
Mr. Sufi, why don't you give me the address of the registry office and I'll come there and sign the documents. I don't want to bother you.
No, no. You need to come here and sign a few papers and then we'll go there together.
Okay, fine. What time should I come?
You can come whenever you want to. I'm totally free tomorrow.
Can I come in the morning?
I already told you. I'm free whenever you are.
All you
need to do is give me a call and I'll come crawling over to you.
How about 11 a.m.?
That's great. I'll be waiting for you. Just remember, you've got to treat me to lunch. I know this really fancy restaurant.
We can go there together.
Okay, I'll see you later. Oh, jeez. I get pins and needles when I talk to men. They're all the same.
I disagree. They're not all like that. There are some nice men out there. We're just not lucky enough to meet any.
I knew he was going to be a disgusting, trashy slug from the first day I met him.
Well, why didn't you just go to another car dealer then?
Because I'm stupid.
It doesn't matter. You'll go there tomorrow and get it registered in your name and it'll all be over.
I doubt he will give up that easily.
Do you want me to come with you tomorrow?
Yes, it would be great if you could.
Don't worry, I'll come. I know how to deal with these kinds of men.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Did you go to your parents' house?
No, I didn't get a chance. I went to the bank.
Why? What for?
I went to talk to the management to see if it would be possible if they could withdraw their complaint against Mehran.
Did they agree?
Yes, to some extent. Their manager was a nice person. He said the bank would be able to help us if we returned the money that was taken out from the loan.
Did Mehran spend the loan money already?
No. Mehran didn't take any money out. Mr. Mamarian, the guy who got them the loan, took his commission as soon as the bank deposited the loan into Mehran's account. And now he's taken off with the money and disappeared ever since.
How much was his commission?
200 million.
Oh, wow. Well, why don't you return the money to the bank?
I haven't got any money at the moment. Most of the money I got from selling the workshop was spent to bail Mehran out of jail. There is a bit of money left, which I put aside so I can help Uncle Hamid's family. I want to rent a place so that his family has somewhere to stay, once he's finally able to quit his addiction.
Have you told your dad anything about Uncle Hamid's addiction yet?
He's made some guesses, but I still don't have the heart to tell him.
If you plan on helping Uncle Hamid, you've got to start telling everyone everything, because you won't be able to do anything all by yourself. If you don't say anything, you'll be repeating what Susan did for years. If Susan had initially told everyone that Uncle Hamid used to get money from Aunt Soraya to buy his drugs, he wouldn't be in the state he's in today.
Aunt Soraya used to give Uncle Hamid money so he could buy drugs?
Yes. Didn't Susan tell you?
No. There you go. You see, and you keep telling me that Soraya is a poor, miserable old woman. Oh, my goodness gracious.
It really is so hard to believe. I'd sacrifice my life for Ali Reza's children. No one would do that to their worst enemy, let alone their nephew.
You know, I can't even think about it, really. And I can't even begin to talk about it at all. I really can't.
Oh, by the way, Susan also told me some things about the fire that happened at Aunt Soraya's room. I couldn't really understand her.
What did she say?
She said Hamid left Soraya's house once he found out about the fire incident in her room. Didn't Uncle Hamid know about the fire before?
Yeah, he did. But he didn't know Aunt Soraya was behind it all.
What? Did Aunt Soraya set fire to her own room?
Yes.
What? What for?
I don't know. Probably because she needed to have the story as an excuse to kick us out of the house or something.
You mean she knew you were innocent? How did she have the heart to slap you across the face?
Yeah. She knew. When a person's heart is filled with hatred, they're capable of doing just about anything.
Why did she mention it in front of Uncle Hamid? It was nothing to be proud of.
Well, Uncle Hamid and Dad's relationship was rocky at the time. I guess Aunt Soraya thought that she could win Uncle Hamid over just by telling him that.
I feel for you. Your mom was right. You had a really hard time in this house.
Is it legal?
It is legal, Mr. Fani. But since you couldn't pay your second check on time, technically you're the one who annulled the contract.
I asked him to give me just a few days. I even told him I was prepared to compensate him for the payment delay. But he had come across a better buyer, so he was looking for an excuse to bounce my check and cancel everything. He's the one who technically should be blamed for annulling the contract, not me.
Did you give him any documents or anything that showed that you were happy for him to resell the property?
Of course not. I wasn't happy about it. I begged him 100 times to give me some time. That fella took 200 million off me and paid off his debts to people. And once that was all taken care of, he found a better buyer and then he shooed me away. Can you believe it?
Listen, Fahad, what are you after right now?
Compensation. To make up for my losses. Is it possible?
Well, you can, because your contract hasn't expired yet. What this guy, Mr. Faramund has done can be considered as a kind of fraud, because he has sold the property to 2 different people.
He sold it to 2 people.
Exactly. You can sue him, or even send him to prison if you want.
No, I don't want to send him to prison. I just want to get compensation from him and teach him a lesson. He needs to realize I'm not a stupid baboon here.
Have you asked him for compensation, and has he said that he won't give it to you?
No, of course not. He's a really sneaky guy. I told him I'm going to sue him. He said, "You can't do a damn thing. Your contract is handwritten. I'll tell the judge you told me to return the money back to you and sell the property."
So how did he return the 200 million tomans?
Nothing. He just deposited into my account.
You'll be able to file a complaint against him then. But the person who bought the property after you will have a lot of trouble to deal with.
How come?
Because the court will annul their agreement and give you back the property. The poor new buyer will then have to file his own complaint and keep going back to court until he can get his money back.
Mehdi Faramund won't let that happen. As soon as he sets foot in court and sees what's in store for him, he'll give me compensation and it'll all be over.
How much rent are they asking?
An upfront payment of 100 million.
What on earth?
I was lucky to find this place.
You've got enough money to buy a place, son. Why don't you do it? Don't keep your money in the bank. Try to buy a place as soon as possible so you don't suffer. Don't you think that place is a bit small for our business? It seemed a bit small to me.
To be honest, Dad, I don't want that property for us.
What do you mean? What do you mean you don't want it for us? What do you want it for?
Well, actually, I wanted to talk to you about something. I was looking for the right time to bring it up. I've found Uncle Hamid.
Where is he?
It's a long story.
Is he with his wife and children?
No.
Well, hurry up and talk, Mehdi.
I found his wife and daughter too, but they don't live with each other.
Are they divorced?
No, but they live separately, actually.
How come?
Well, I actually wanted this unit for Uncle Hamid's family. I wanted them to live all together, finally.
Why? Don't they live together?
Dad, your guess was correct. Uncle Hamid has got a problem.
Is he an addict?
Dad? Uncle Hamid really needs our help right now. We've got to help him. He's not well at all.
Where are his wife and children?
They live in a small place in Malawi.
How many children has he got?
Just the one.
Have you seen them?
Yes, Dad. I went to see them. Uncle Hamid wants to distract himself from the family because he doesn't want to bother anyone.
Why didn't Susan come and tell us anything all these years?
I don't know. I think Uncle Hamid had made her promise not to tell anyone anything.
Take me to him. Why aren't you coming?
You can't just go like this, Dad. If you see him now, he might just...
He might what?
Well, Dad, the thing is, you're his brother. You're the only person who can help him right now. If you see him in the state he is at the moment, you might get angry and say something bad to him. He'll then feel embarrassed and go into hiding for the rest of his life. Dad, please, just wait for me to get Uncle Hammond out of the house that he's living in at the moment, and then really, I promise, I will take you to him. That place is terrible.
Why is that?
His landlord is a criminal. He's the one who gives Uncle Hamid drugs.
How do you know that?
I saw them both. I didn't want you to see Uncle Hamid before he'd quit his addiction. But now I have to get him out of there. Dad, I wanted this place for Uncle Hamid, but I need your approval too, because not all of that money is mine.
Have you told anyone else you found him?
It's only Paris, too. She's the only one who knows. Dad, the house we just saw now looks a lot like Granddad's house. If the landlord is okay with us working there, I want Uncle Hamid to live and work there. We can send him to rehabilitation, and once he's completely clean, then I can get his wife and daughter, and they can live there together finally. Do you agree? Dad, I'm really counting on your help. You're the only other person apart from Paris who I can talk about this. I swear to God, Uncle Hamid isn't the first drug addict and he won't be the last. There are plenty of people out there who've been able to quit their addictions.
Take me there. Let me see him.
Dad, I already told you, you can't...
Take me to him!
I can't, Dad. He asked me not to take anyone there.
Either take me there yourself or give me his address.
Dad, I'm worried that he'll leave that place if you go there.
Yes. You're right. He always runs away from me. Do you know how many times I've found his address? After I came out of Soraya's home?
No.
The first time was when Dad got sick in the street. I went looking for him and I found him. He was in an uptown suburb.
I know that, his friend told me.
I didn't go to work for a whole week. I went through a whole lot of trouble to get his address and phone number. He was living in a big house near Varan. I called Susan and I told her that I wanted to go see them. I bought a box of sweets and went to their house. I kept knocking on their door, but they wouldn't open it. Shouldn't I have been offended?
Come on, Dad, please. You have to stop thinking about these bad memories. They're not helping you.
I couldn't tell anyone about what had happened. As soon as we brought Dad home from the hospital, he asked, "Doesn't Hamid know I was in the hospital?" I went back to their house, but this time I didn't tell them. I thought I'd surprise them, but they had moved out already. I used to think that maybe he felt ashamed to see us because he was living in a wealthy suburb, but now I realize that he didn't feel ashamed. He just didn't have the guts to face me.
Father.
So he must have been addicted back then. Why didn't he ever talk to me about it? Why didn't he ask me for help? I'm supposed to be his brother, for God's sake.
Dad, listen. You are not alone anymore. I am by your side. We will help each other. We will help Uncle Hamid, and we will all get through this together.
Take me to him.
Okay, Dad. I will take you there. But on one condition, promise me you won't say anything to him. Promise me that you won't scold him, Dad. And don't tell Mom anything yet. I love you, Dad.
I'll take this piece of garbage with me. Now get up! Get out of it! Get out of it!
Ow! I'm begging you, hit me, hit me. You can hit me all you want. Just give me a bit more time, I promise. Please, let me stay here. I swear to God, I haven't got anywhere else to go. Please.
Let go of my leg!
Let me kiss your hand. I'm so sorry, man. You won't see anyone of my relatives here again. I promise. Please let me kiss your hand.
Listen, let it go. Let go of my hand.
Come here. Come outside, you filthy scum. Come outside. Why are you hiding in there? Come show me how strong you are.
Get your uncle out of here. He's ruined my house.
I'll throw your corpse here before I leave.
I'll show you, eh?
You will come out of here. You will come out of there. Come show me what you're made of if you're man enough. Why are you hiding in there? Why are you hiding?
I said, it's Rafi here. Come quick, hurry up. Yeah, come quick, eh?
Come outside, you coward. I will show you. I will throw your corpse in front of your own house. Come outside.
Who was that? Why was he beating you up?
Tell me, what are you doing here?
Open the door.
Why did they do this to you?
I'm fine. Don't worry. I'm okay. I'm fine. Please. Why? Didn't you promise me you wouldn't tell anyone where I am?
Open up!
Are you able to stand?
Yes.
Let me help you. Be careful. Lean on me. Let's go.
You guys go, Dad. I'm going to stay here and deal with this guy.
No, you won't.
He's not a decent guy, Neddy. He'll hurt you. Please don't do it.
Let's get going. We'll take your uncle to a medical center and then we'll go to file a complaint.
No, there's nothing wrong with me. I don't want to go to a medical center.
Okay, I won't take you there. Put your hand on my shoulder. Let's go.
Where? Let me take my furniture.
Come on, Hamid. Let's go already.
What's all this fuss about? You think you can bring whoever you want here, you piece of trash?
Let him go! Let him go! Let go of him! Let go of him! Let go of him! Let go of my brother! Let go of him! Leave him alone!
دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنینی شاید فراموشت شده یک اون کم نیست این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست برگرد امشب دیگه داره آدم مگه با عشقشم درگیر میشه این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن دنبال خفا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه خوشبختی یا بستی یا رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی یا رفتی دور از همه قلبم بمیره غربت تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد راه تمام قصه ها از این طرف شد درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست یا یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، هر باز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو عبد هستی و